Well, just a day after the exit polls, all eyes are in Haryana. The exit polls seem to give an edge to the Congress. In fact, many have predicted a complete Congress sweep, a comeback for the Congress as far as Haryana is concerned, a major upset for the BJP. Though, of course, these are exit polls. Many, many health warnings there as well. But rumblings within the Congress have already begun with Kumari Shailja, Bhupinder Hooda and many others saying, we have stakes too. Take a look at this report.
Battle on for the Haryana top job. A day after pollsters gave Congress the edge in the heartland state. Despite the Congress's bid to project a united face, the long-drawn Hooda-Shailja rivalry was far from muted through the campaign. Hours after the exit poll boost, Kumari Shailja, Congress's most formidable SC leader, has thrown her hat in the ring for the Chief Minister's chair. Pitting herself against the main front-runner, two-time Chief Minister and Jat strongman Bhupinder Hooda.
I can assure you that I have support from all sections of society. Why is it that I'm trying to stake claim? Don't you think I deserve? Or is it just that Shailja is trying to stake claim? A national party has to take a political view on things.
This is democracy. Everybody has got right to win. And everybody should aspire. Otherwise, you can also aspire. Who says no to you? But MLAs would decide. High command would decide.
While the pollsters have cut the BJP to size with less than 30 seats, down from a strong 40 in the last assembly polls, the man leading the campaign, BJP's 11th hour chief minister pick, is confident of a win.
देखिए, 8 तारीख को हम सरकार बना रहे हैं. मेरे पास सभी रिपोर्ट्स हैं और 8 तारीख के बाद आपके सामने है. 8 तारीख को जनता देगी जवाब और ये कहेंगे कि ईवीएम है खराब.
ये कॉन्फिडेंस बीजेपी की ट्रेनिंग से आता है. बीजेपी की इस प्रकार की ट्रेनिंग है कि कोई जो है बड़े से बड़ा कोई झूठ बोले मगर बोले आत्मविश्वास के साथ. बीजेपी के तमाम नेता इस लाइन. नायब सिंह जी थोड़ी चिंता करें अपनी लाडवा विधानसभा की. लाडवा में भी कांग्रेस जीत रही है.
If the pollsters are to be believed, the Congress seems to have regained lost political ground in districts across the state. From Rohtak, Mewat to even the Karnal-Kaithal belt that has been a BJP stronghold. While the Congress seems to have cracked the caste code, the BJP's balancing act between OBC consolidation and splitting the Jat vote could be failing. With a clear political churn, Haryana is going to be far from a walkover for both. The BJP battling a 10-year incumbency and the Congress facing a problem of plenty. With Sunil Prabhu, Vedant Agarwal for NDTV.
And let me introduce my panel this evening. Shazia Elmi, spokesperson of the BJP, is with us. Also, Sanjay Jha, political analyst who supports the Congress. Dr. Virendra Sindhu, national spokesperson of the JJP, is also with us on the panel. Neerja Chaudhary will be joining us in a short while from now as well. Manisha Priyam, a senior political analyst, is also with us. Manisha ji, let me begin with you. How do you see these exit polls? Of course, a lot of health warnings and caveats there. But what, according to you, seems to be working for the Congress? Because almost all the pollsters have given a clear edge to the Congress.
The Congress has won this election. That's quite clear. So I don't know whether I still want to hang on to what the exit pollster is saying or not saying. Clearly, the issue now is only to understand what's the scale of the victory. And so I do think that it's a done deal. And many have tried to portray this as an election that is Jat-led in favor of the Congress, or, you know, the Congress won in two areas and Ahirwal went to the BJP. I think all this is speculative. You can see that it is a state-wide wave against the BJP, and that's a very clear message. The second is that it's a local state election, but once again, reiterating the faith in Rahul Gandhi as a national leader for the Congress party, who is now enthusing state-level elections to victory. So I think those are very clear messages. Now, once we accept these messages that are likely to come out and all exit polls point in that direction, then we move to the fact that given the fact that it's a statewide election where the people have voted on issues, remember,
yes,
the main theme of the campaign was it's the people of Haryana. Now, what were the issues of the people of Haryana? So I think we can keep pontificating that it was a Jat victory or it was a this. I don't think it's about a caste calculation having gone right for this or wrong for that, because I can tell you that the tallest of the Jat leaders of the BJP from the state of Rajasthan sat and campaigned for the BJP,
yes,
from Rohtak, but it still didn't become a Jat victory for the BJP. So there are issues of people. There is, I think, large-scale rural distress. And at the front of that large-scale rural distress is the voice of youth who want to put their foot outside rural India and find a foothold in the urban India.
That's a very important point you're making, Manisha ji, that it's not just something that's confined to the state. This has larger national ramifications as well. The Congress perhaps potentially could make a re-entry into the heartland. And Shazia, come in on this, because while of course you would say that these are exit polls and they have to be taken with a pinch of salt, the larger trend or direction here seems to be that the Congress is making a comeback in Haryana. And also to Manisha ji's point that, you know, perhaps it's now Rahul Gandhi and the way he enthused the state with also his yatra 1 year back. How would you respond to all of that and just largely what these exit polls say?
So I'll agree and disagree both with Manisha ji. First and foremost, I would like to say that while the exit polls cannot ever be mocked or undermined, and I'm never one of those who actually indulges in undermining or mocking the whole process.
Very fair
of
point.
Exit polls, only when they don't suit us. Similarly, even when the results come and BJP loses, instead of frothing at the mouth and blaming the EVM machines, one has taken all the defeats gracefully and have conceded without any foul play, so to speak, or with any sort of prejudice. Now, while I agree with I'm sure that most of your polls would be correct. And I just hope this one is not, and that we do better, because after all, I would want my party to do better. But while Manisha ji attributes it to Rahul magic, and what happens in then Jammu and Kashmir, because that magic is not working by the same exit polls. If you see NC is doing rather well, but you see Congress per se, the oldest party, what has happened? Congress has been there at the heart of elections in Kashmir and Jammu for the longest period. So what has happened there? Because Congress is not inspiring too much confidence. Yes, their poll partner, NC, definitely is. So I would like to say, yes, and you win some, you lose some. So I'm not going to, as I said, froth at the mouth and hyperventilate and say, oh, all this is wrong. And there is, I will accept it. You know, I just hope it's not correct, but that's only my
opinion. That's a very graceful response, Shazia, I must say. Sanjay Jha, would you like to come in on this? Because, while we look at what the exit polls are saying, you have both the chief minister front runners sort of almost flexing their muscles just a day after the exit polls came out. Both Kumari Shailja and Bhupinder Hooda have very clearly thrown their hat in the ring. So the task for the high command is cut out. It's not going to be a walkover even if you come back to power.
Vedant, good evening. I would just carry forward what I think Manisha mentioned earlier, that when the issues in the election are things like unemployment, you know, you had 46,000 graduates and postgraduates applying for the jobs of sweepers in Haryana. I'm not trying to diminish or devalue the job of a sweeper, but that tells you the level of desperation in Haryana. You look at the agrarian distress and the humiliation of farmers by Mr. Modi's government over a significant period of time. These have had an impact, and the Congress's campaign of Jawan, Kisan, Samvidhan, which talked about, you know, the whole caste census, including the Agni Veed scheme, etc., made this a very issue-centric election. And I don't know why the BJP should be upset at Rahul Gandhi's ascendancy, because in politics, you know, there are, you know, your horizons change. Mr. Modi is a diminishing brand at a very rapid rate, in my opinion. You will see that even in Jammu and Kashmir when the results come out. Rahul Gandhi is, like it or not, the future of Indian politics. Mr. Modi will soon be a past of Indian politics, which is, the, by the way, the law of nature. You can't really do anything to change that. But my answer to you regarding the tussle between potential Congress leaders for the job of the chief minister, this is, by the way, an intrinsic, inherent, competitive nature of any political party. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing because you must have choices. It's a good thing that Kumari Selja or Bhupinder Hooda or Dipender Hooda or Randeep Surjewala are all potential candidates. But here is the truth. There are a lot of candidates actually throw their hat in the ring. One is because it also helps their perception that they were a potential candidate. And it helps them negotiate better organizational positions, whether in the state or the center, in the event that they don't get that big job that they're aiming for.
Okay.
I mean, that is, by the way, not very different from what happens in the corporate workplace or what happens in any entity for that matter.
Sure.
So I think the Congress, if it wins in Haryana, which I think it will, with a significant majority, is a good thing for Indian politics, because you've had a very arrogant party at Delhi for too long, assuming that Mr. Modi just makes a tour and the votes just come in.
Okay, but what you said about candidates, I think, Neerjaji, your perspective here would be interesting, because one thing that Kumari Shailja said in the interview to us today was that the decision, as far as the chief minister is concerned, has to be a political one, and that the dominance of one caste, as far as the power center of Haryana is concerned, has to be done away with. That is what she alluded to. Now, this entire campaign, the theme has been the sort of Jat consolidation versus the OBC consolidation and the splitting up of the Jat vote. When you look at the decision as far as the chief minister's pick is concerned, do you think it would be more about the sort of caste arithmetic or a political one, that you have a woman chief minister coming from the SC community? Of course, it's too early to sort of discuss that, but just a sense of what you think.
Yeah, Kumari Shailja has thrown a hat in the ring very decisively. So she says that her seniority, her loyalty, her work for the party over the years should be taken into account. And not only that, you see, this is about Jat. There has been Jat consolidation for the Congress in a big way when Jat vote used to get divided between the Congress and the regional parties. And from all accounts, the regional parties are not doing so well. Now, this is also about other communities having given the support. And main amongst them are the Dalits, a section of the Dalits. Now, the Dalits also expect, I was in Dalit, sitting in Dalit colony in Sona, and talking to them, and they clearly want Shailja to become the chief minister. And they are afraid, they are very fearful of what they call Jat Shahi returning, which means that Jat will be favored in jobs, Jat will be favored in other ways. And you will see an aggressive community to the fore again. Now, how will the high command handle this? Bhupinder Singh, the high command allowed Mr. Hooda his way in 72 tickets out of 90 tickets. Shailja was not even allowed to have her four main people be given tickets. She herself wanted to contest in the assembly election. She was not allowed to do that. And the Jats have been very aggressive. Jats have been saying, we've not only voted for a local MLA, we voted for a Jat CM.
Yes.
So high command, these are contradictions and tensions that the new government, if the Congress comes to power, will have to face. And the high command has its task cut out, who it will choose as the chief minister. Now, it will be very difficult to not have Bhupinder Singh Hooda, and equally difficult not to have some kind of a power-sharing formula which allows Kumari Shailja and others also in the party a say in how things are run in Haryana.
Yeah.
So I think it would call for statesmanship of the highest order by the central leadership, as well as Mr. Hooda and Shailja and others.
Absolutely. To make, and this how that power sharing formula has actually worked out.
People's aspirations are very high.
Yes, that's going to be interesting to see. But I think one interesting point you made, that it's difficult to displace the Hoodas when it comes to Haryana. They certainly become the sort of axis of power. Before I bring in Dr. Virender Sindhu, quickly, Shazia, a word from you on, as we discuss this sort of multiple leadership as far as the Congress is concerned, do you think as far as the BJP is concerned, the lack of a, you know, zameen ka leader, as it were, would you think that is one of the reasons why perhaps the BJP campaign fell short? Of course, you had Prime Minister Modi, the Home Minister, Defence Minister, all of them campaigning. But, you know, a leader from Haryana to lead the campaign, do you think that was something that was missing?
So two things here, as far as Zameen Ka Neta is concerned, you know, all our leaders, all the present CMs that we have from the BJP are all Zameen Ke Neta. You've never heard their names before. They've been karyakartas. They've been working in the Sangathan, the organization, for the longest period without even asking for anything. Hmm. And we can say that about so many of our leaders, including Devendra Fadnavis and the ones who have been chosen. So we don't have ever those big names. So
but
I
like
don't
an
think
overarching leader to take yeah. everyone together and lead the campaign.
No, so we BJP runs its course and the election campaign based on what it promises, what is delivered and what it stands for. But here what we're seeing, and this is a choice that the party high command, if ever there is a victory for Congress, though obviously I would believe it to be otherwise, I think it'll be a tough stand that they will have to take, because you're looking at an SC leadership, you're looking at a woman there, you're looking at a Jatav leader there, yes. as opposed to Jat leader. So those are the you know, wide gaps that one will have to fill. Okay. So it's never easy. It's never easy. And Rahul Gandhi will have to, you know, people will call his bluff if he doesn't decide accordingly. Hmm. Because, and as you mentioned, Samvidhan. Now, when he ties up with Umar Abdullah, clearly he's not with the Samvidhan. Because yes. he wants not just the abrogation of, a restoration of 370, but also wants the reservations that come with it to be done away with.
Right. When but the point to, you made about the power sharing formula is an interesting
when
one.
It comes to Jawans, we know how yes. he's spoken of Indian soldiers getting a beating at Doklam.
Sanjay Jha, so a quick response to that. And then I bring in yes. Dr. Virender Sindhu. Sanjay Jha, you know, it's going to be a tricky decision for sure. It's certainly a tightrope walk there. Nobody knows what the high command has told Kumari Shailja, but she has really pitched herself as a chief minister candidate. But it's going to be a tricky decision for sure.
Well, let me tell you one thing, Vedant. I've been in politics long enough to know that politics is a tightrope walk and you don't have a stick to help True. You balance. Mm. You know, but you do try and take a call because, you know, there are a lot of diverse interests and many of them are working together, but their objectives, personal, may be at conflict with the larger political organization's goals. But that's how organizations ought to be. Mm. You know, for anyone in politics, and Shazia has been there for a long time, Is there any BJP state or central portfolio where there is not a competition among several for the job? Mm. It doesn't mean that people leave the party and go away. I think the critical issue is the defeat of the BJP, a comprehensive rout of the party okay. for poor governance, corruption, spreading of communal hate, complete incompetence and a collapse of infrastructure. And basically a lot of political arrogance. So okay. I think BJP needs to introspect within
you know,
instead of worrying about Rahul Gandhi.
This,
but let me quickly get in Dr. Virender Sindhu. Shazia, I'll come back to you. Dr. Virender
yeah,
Sindhu has been very
answer.
Patiently waiting. Dr. Sindhu, we had a spokesperson from your party yesterday saying that the kingmaker is going to be the regional parties. But if you look at the exit polls, not a single pollster has given you more than 3 seats. What went wrong? I mean, of course, the JJP has significantly lost political ground in some of its bastions as well. But what are you looking at as far as the results are concerned?
The case mein jo bhi exit poll hai, bilkul main ye Haryana mein jo Bharatiya Janata Party ne misrule kiya, jis tarike ki unemployment ka rate Haryana mein hai, uski wajah se hame bhi bhugtna pada. Aur jo ye seaten aap dikha rahe hain, 20-23 seaten, aisa nahi hoga. BJP ki Haryana mein 10 se bhi kam seaten aayengi. जो परसों का जो रिजल्ट आएगा 10 से भी कम सीटें बीजेपी लेके आएंगी. हरियाणा वो स्टेट जहां पे आप देखिए आईआईटी में आईआईएम में यूपीएससी में हरियाणा के सबसे ज्यादा बच्चे जाते हैं. दूसरे डिफेंस में भी 10% से ज्यादा कंट्रीब्यूशन हरियाणा का है. उसके बाद आप स्पोर्ट्स में देखिए कितने अच्छे हमारे मेडल मोर देन 60-70% ओलंपिक में बाकी खेलों में आते हैं. लेकिन अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट में हरियाणा पूरे देश में नंबर वन है. इतने टैलेंटेड इतने इंटेलिजेंट इतने इंटेलेक्चुअल बच्चे होने के बावजूद जो मिसरूल कास्ट के नाम पे रिलीजन के नाम पे अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट का बीजेपी ने किया उसी का खामियाजा हमें भी भुगतना पड़ा क्योंकि उनके पार्टनर थे। और जिस तरीके से हरियाणा के लोग काफी पॉलिटिकली एक्टिव हैं, जिस तरीके से पर्ची से एक मनोहर लाल खट्टर जिसको हरियाणा में कोई नहीं जानता था वो एमएलए बना, उसको सीधा चीफ मिनिस्टर बना दिया, उसके बाद नायब सिंह सैनी को पर्ची से निकाल के चीफ मिनिस्टर बना दिया, जो राजस्थान में चल सकता है, जो छत्तीसगढ़ में चल सकता है, एमपी में चल सकता है, वो हरियाणा नहीं चल सकता। एक लास्ट पॉइंट में जाट के वर्ड पे मैं आपको कहूंगा, जितने पॉलिटिकली स्ट्रॉन्ग जाट बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट में हुए इतने कभी भी नहीं हुए, ये जाट वर्सेस नॉन जाट बिल्कुल भी नहीं था। आज के दिन राज्यसभा में हरियाणा से बीजेपी के बीजेपी के दो एमपी राज्यसभा में जाट हैं। आज तक
दैट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट एंड द पॉइंट इट्स आल्सो इंटरेस्टिंग टू सी हाउ यू ब्लेम्ड इट एंटायरली ऑन द बीजेपी योर फॉर्मर एलाय बट द रीजनल पार्टी यू नो दैट स्टोरी इज आल्सो वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग टू सी वंस द पावर सेंटर्स आर नाउ कंप्लीटली डेसिमेटेड इफ दीज एग्जिट पोल्स वर टू बी बिलीव्ड ऑफ कोर्स a lot of health warnings there. Exit polls have gotten it wrong more often than not. But thanks very much all for being with us on the show this evening. The Haryana story is going to be extremely interesting to watch. Not a walkover at all. Not for the Congress, not for the BJP. With that, we'll simply do a short break now. Thanks so much for watching. Good night.